With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. U.S. Department of Energy officials held a briefing with the governor today on options for carbon capture in expanding the future of Colstrip's coal-fired power plant. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Fossil fuels, including coal, are going to play an important role generating electricity for Montana and the rest of the nation for decades to come, according to U.S. Department of Energy officials. But David Foster with the DOE says a big part of that future is using what is called CCUS, or carbon capture, utilization, and storage.
On a global basis, the modeling on carbon reductions is quite convincing. Without CCUS, it simply may not be possible to keep global warming below 2 degrees centigrade, and it will certainly be more expensive.
During several DOE presentations over 2 hours, officials said carbon capture is an expensive process, but added that there are new research and tax incentives to get projects up and running. DOE officials said a carbon capture project in Colstrip could reduce CO2 emissions by 30 to 45% a day. Governor Steve Bullock says he will consider putting together a working group to discuss project options. Two of Colstrip's 4 units will shut down by 2022 due to a legal settlement with environmental groups. The 2 newer, cleaner burning units will remain open. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.